It's fair to say that since hackers published the private details of over 37 million registered users of the adult infidelity website Ashley Madison, journalists have been having a field day sorting through the data, much to the entertainment of some. But the leak of private information detailing millions of people's intimate behaviors and desires is causing a great deal of distress as well, and has renewed questions about the ability to protect anyone's privacy online. International Edition's Doug Bernard covers the cyber world for us and joins me now. Welcome. You're always welcome, Doug.
It's always great to be here.
Thank you, Doug. So what is your take on all this?
So first off, Ashley Madison is an international website, and it offers its clients a chance to – it's sort of like a dating site for married adults. It's actually there to offer people who are married or in long-term relationships the chance to, as they say, have a little fling, have an affair.
Cheat on their spouses.
Cheat on their spouses. And by all measures, it's, you know, fairly popular. They claim over 39 million clients. A lot of records put it more close to like 37 or so because some of those are duplications. Still, that's millions and millions of people, and many of them from the United States. So what happened recently is a hacking team broke into the Ashley Madison databanks, and they threatened that unless you close your site down, we're going to release all of this personal, private, very intimate information on the web. Ashley Madison didn't respond, and so last week they did exactly that.
And it can destroy lives.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for the millions of people who were actually using this site, and again, have very private, personal details, you know, in their profiles, well now that's all public. So your spouse knows it, your family and friends know it. The circles grow out larger. Potentially, your employer knows it as well, or your professional contacts. And here's another concern, quickly, is that for those who are actually using the site, you can argue or not whether this is just desserts. But there is a certain proportion, and we don't know how many, of people whose identities or emails were stolen to create phony and fake accounts, but the database doesn't, you know, reflect that. So somebody could go and say, well, I see DougBernard@gmail.com, you know, registered at Ashley Madison. Aren't you a terrible person? Whether or not I actually ever went to the site or not.
Right. And this really shows something about putting your information out there online. You're going to give me a little lecture here, aren't you?
Well, you know, I think perhaps this is less a lecture and more a question that we all need to be asking ourselves. Think about how much of our personal private information is online. Some of it, such as our medical records and insurance records, that's involuntary. The companies do that, and they say they safeguard it, and we've seen in the last year they can't adequately safeguard it. There was the one leak of 74 million insurance records not quite even a year ago. And then there is that information that we're voluntarily sharing online, thinking, well, you know, this is a site that encourages infidelity. I'm sure they'll safeguard my privacy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it turns out whether or not Ashley Madison actually took really robust security steps, it looks like they did. But this really is, I think, should put the question foremost in people's mind. Currently, can the internet really guarantee or maintain our privacy online? And if at the moment it can't, if at the moment the hackers are winning, we all really need to think about what we're voluntarily doing and adding on the internet.
Well, thank you very much, Doug, for stopping by. It's always nice to have you.
Always great to be here.